Good afternoon. The time is 2 o'clock. Welcome to Vox Pop on this Food Friday, October 22nd. I'm Ray Graff. Today we talk baking with Linda Kinlan from Bake For You. The last time Linda was on was February, or it was in the middle of the pandemic. She was on the phone, and it was, it was tougher. And everybody had it tougher in the food industry. But now we're coming around the other side and see daylight. And it'll be fun to catch up with Linda. She is a great baker. She brought cookies with her. And that, to me, is the biggest silver lining of all. We'll have a great time talking. If you want to share baking tips or ask a question of Linda Kinlan, give us a call, 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551 is our number, and we'll be back after the news. Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm Ray Graff. Ready to talk baking today is none other than Linda Kinlan. After working in the food industry for over 20 years, Linda began Bake For You in a church kitchen. After a few years supplying local cafes and stores and restaurants with sweets, Bake For You moved to its brick and mortar shop on Delaware Avenue in Albany. The business grew and moved to a bigger location in Slingerlands on New Scotland Ave. Linda Kinlan is a self-taught baker, and she's got that magic touch. She continues to learn and develop her skills, which makes her food perfect for this program. Our listener is always willing to give new ideas a try. Give us a call, 800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551, or email us, voxpop@wamc.org. But again, the number is 800-348-2551. Linda Kinlan, last time you were on the show, it was over the phone. Great to see you again.
So good to see you.
It's been a rough go of it, hasn't it?
It's been a rough 19 months, yes.
I mean, so I think you were on, what, February, something like...
God, I don't remember.
It was
in
the middle.
It was in the middle of, yeah.
And they were dark days.
So dark.
And, you know, I have to give major props to every person in the food industry who has survived. And you guys, you opened the new location in Slingerlands. And
in 2019, yep.
And then how long were you open before the whole thing went south?
Seven months.
Wow.
And we were on a great trajectory. Like, we were like, this is amazing. It was such a good fit. We were so excited. And then the pandemic hit.
And how did you keep it afloat during the pandemic?
I cried. No.
We all cried.
No, I did. We just kept reinventing ourselves. You know, we couldn't do indoor seating, so we were doing like a menu on a Sunday, and then people would place their orders, and we would do curbside the following Friday, Saturday. And
yeah,
we were sold out. Like, we were so supported by the community. It was, sometimes it like brought me to tears, seriously, because I was like, oh my God, this is just so heartwarming. Like, people wanted us to succeed, which was just great.
Well, it doesn't hurt that the cookies are really, 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 really good, and people know that.
Yeah.
And I think one thing we learned, having seen many of us, including myself, gain a little weight during the old
just
pandemic, the sweets were a pretty good thing to
have.
They
were. They're comfort. You know, there's definitely a comfort in what we do.
Yeah.
I think. And there's a lot of love that goes into all of them.
I love hearing your story, and you've been on many times.
Yes.
And you just learned this stuff. Or
I
you
did.
Have an instinctive baking knowledge that, hey, listen, baking's not easy. I mean, it's really not an easy thing. So you are one of those rarities. You're not always going by the book, are you?
No, I don't. I don't really measure, which kind of freaks other people out.
Yeah, I
other
could see
kind
that.
Of bakers. I kind of eyeball everything. I've made mistakes. I never claim to be perfect at any of this.
Yeah.
I learn every day. I learn something new. You know, I do. I mean, we've thrown out plenty of mistakes.
Well, obviously, you may not measure in the traditional way, but when you break out your mother's little helpers or whatever those cookies are called, they're so famous.
Girl's
best friend. You know, they taste the same.
They do.
So they're consistent. And so when someone who is improvisational like you has a business, you have to keep a level of consistency, right?
We do, yes. And actually, my husband bakes with me. So he just kind of like started watching me, and we bake the same. My kids are the same.
Really?
My kids can bake just like I do.
Do you put them to work when they're around?
No. I think they're over it.
Really?
Well, no, my son actually is cooking in the Navy, so he sends me a lot of pictures of what he's baking.
Yeah.
And my daughter's a great baker, too. But, you know, this wasn't their dream.
I got a feeling your son is not making anything like this.
He actually does.
Really?
Like, I'm so impressed. I see his pictures. I'm like, oh, my God. So like, he really did watch me.
They're serving Mother's Little Helpers in the Navy?
I don't know if he's doing that one.
So what did you bring today?
Today I've been having this real desire to use brown butter. I never did before.
Oh, I tried this.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal.
So that's brown butter, brown sugar, with a little bit of fleur de sel salt on top when it comes out.
Yep.
And then I brought the Earl Grey cookie, which is like a signature of ours. I did bring you a girl's best friend.
Okay.
I brought you a raspberry square.
Now, is that new, the raspberry square?
No, that's kind of like a staple. That is shortbread bottom, raspberry preserve, and then a crumb topping. I also did a white chocolate Earl Grey blondie. One of our...
Okay, now when you say Earl Grey, you're mixing some liquid tea and putting it in, or you're putting the leaves?
The leaves, right? Tea just right in there. Treat it like a spice. Yeah, like a spice.
Well, mm-hmm. I'm only trying this one now, and this is the brown sugar.
The brown butter, brown sugar. Yeah.
Unbelievable. One thing I love about this, it's got that edge of saltiness.
Me too.
And that draws you in. And that can be a very dangerous thing for me. I could eat 30 of these.
I do love it. But I also brought you, we're doing a cookie. It's a giant heart shortbread. And part of the proceeds, I lost a friend to breast cancer in April. And she was amazing. So part of the proceeds are going to an organization in Del Mar, To Life. And they help women get like wigs and things like that.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yep. So we're selling a ton of those, which I brought you one of those as well.
That looks like, now I don't know how I could eat that entire thing during a program. Do people come in and say, all right, I'll take one, and they sit down and eat the whole thing? It's huge.
Absolutely.
The cookies are huge. Why are the cookies so huge? This has to be a philosophical thing that Linda decided long ago.
Well, I do small ones if people want to party, you know, have like a party.
Yeah.
But I just feel like it's such a great treat. You know, you can share it, or you can eat the whole thing yourself.
Yeah. Well,
I've eaten plenty of them.
I'm sure that if I ate all of this myself, A, I would go into a coma.
Exactly.
B, if I didn't go into a coma, the people in the front office would certainly have my head. So I will, trust me, if you're listening out front, and frankly, that's unlikely,
yeah.
I will not eat all this stuff.
No.
The number here is 800-348-2551. If you have a baking question for Linda Kindlin, 800-348-2551. You can email us at voxpop@wamc.org. If you want to share some baking prowess with us on the program. All right. Girl's Best Friend. It's famous. I can't remember what's in it.
Chocolate.
I've had it about 37 times on this show.
You've had quite a few.
Pretzels are in there?
Potato chips, pretzels, and chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm. Why the potato chips, and how did that come up?
When I was in the church basement baking, I'm a snacker. Like, I like chips, I like pretzels, and I was eating them. And I was like, this is going to get dangerous. So I was making chocolate chip dough, and I just threw them in. And the secretary upstairs, Diane, I love her, when she worked at the church, I hit her on the intercom, and I'm like, you need to come down and taste this.
Yeah.
And she tasted it, and she's like, oh, my God. What are we going to call it? And I was like, well, it's really good. Let's do a girl's best friend.
Well, it's pretty
and
good.
And that was it. That is legit how it happened.
Well, you know, you say you're a snacker.
Mm-hmm.
Most snackers I know, including myself and my brother and everybody, you know, we look like snackers. You don't look like a snacker. How do you get around that?
I'm a snacker.
Yeah?
I like snacks and I like pizza. So.
All right. Well, fair enough. Our number here is 800-348-2551. It's Baking Today with Linda Kindlin. We'd love to hear from you. The email address is voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be right back. Baking with Linda Kindlin today on Food Friday. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. 800-348-2551. Now, when you say brown butter in this cookie, and I had another taste, there's still about a half an acre left of it. But the brown butter, what do? You just put it in a pan and get it nice and
nice and brown.
Really? And what does that impart into the flavor?
I think it gives it kind of like a nutty flavor. I can't really describe it.
Are you particular about the kind of butter you use?
Yes. I only use Cabot butter.
Really?
Because of the fat content.
More fat?
More fat.
Interesting.
It's great butter.
It's salted butter. I mean, there's
no, we use unsalted.
Really?
Yes.
So any baking you would do with unsalted.
I use unsalted. Mm-hmm. And I add a little salt.
There's plenty of salt in that.
I know.
I love it.
Yeah. That's my new favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How many different kinds of cookies on an average day at Bake For You will you have?
We usually do like four different kinds.
Right.
A couple of different kinds of scones. We always have raspberry squares, brownies. I always kind of like... Last night I did, before I left the shop, I did a deconstructed cake. Like I'll make a sheet cake and I dice it up and then put it in a container. So you can put I did vanilla and chocolate and then chocolate buttercream.
Oh.
So you just.
Where's that?
They're all gone.
Linda. Linda Kinlan is our guest today. It's Food Friday. The number is 800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551 if you have a question at all about it. Now, I remember you were on this program prior to opening the Slingerland's location.
Yes, Justin and I were on.
And, oh, that's right. And, you know, one of the things that you were going to do was have other foods, not just baking. And
correct.
Did that survive the pandemic?
It didn't come back until we were, able to open up and stuff.
Yeah.
So we just kind of reinvented that, too. We do breakfast sandwiches, which are a big hit. I think last weekend he did on one day over 100.
Wow.
110 or something.
What, do you take the Saturdays off and he has to do it?
No, I was there.
Oh, you were?
Yes, I help.
I see.
But, yeah, we both smelled like bacon. But but then we do, we have a nice toast menu. We do avocado toast. We do a ricotta toast. And ooh, toast is big. I love toast.
Yeah, what do you mean ricotta toast?
We toast sourdough and then put ricotta cheese and pesto and then roasted tomatoes.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
It's really good.
That sounds like a really good thing. You serve breakfast and then lunch and then you guys are closed. I know after work.
We close at 2. What we did learn, this is probably might interest some people. Pre-pandemic, when we were open 6 days a week, and we worked probably about 110 hours a week.
But you were open later, right? I know.
Correct.
On the way home from work at 4 o'clock or whatever, I would stop in.
We were open at 6, and we realized when the pandemic hit that the pandemic was awful, but it kind of made us reevaluate. We don't have a life. And you can't just keep working at that speed.
Yeah.
So that's when we changed our hours.
I mean, this is your life, though, right?
It's a great part of my life, but I have grandchildren. Justin plays a lot of music. I am like to do art stuff. You have to have a balance, which we didn't have. So now we do.
Wife and husband teams doing anything. You got your Sonny and Cher. You got this. Sometimes it can get a little stressful. In the heat of battle, when things are busy.
We actually are good.
Yeah?
It's really weird. People ask us that question all the time. I think we have such different personalities that we balance each other in that respect. And when we go home, we do our own thing.
Yeah.
We will go play. I do, always find stuff to do. So we're not constantly breathing each other's air.
Linda Kinlan is here breathing our air in Studio A. After a long hiatus, she is back in the studio with us. Bake For You is the place. It is in Slingerland's, New York. And I've only tried one thing. We had Jessica O'Rourke from our engineering division come in and steal some of the brownie, which looks fantastic. So you have chocolate chips in this.
Yes.
And what do you have? Some dark chocolate down below?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Explain.
It's just a really basic brownie. I tried so many different brownie recipes, and this one is my new favorite.
Why?
Because it just tastes so good.
Yeah.
You should taste it.
All right. Well, I will taste it. but then you would have to do a monologue.
No, that's true.
That's true. During the break, I'll taste it, or during the call, will taste it.
I want you to taste the Earl Grey.
Okay, now, the Earl Grey, you have a little frosting on this.
Yeah, it's just a little glaze. Nothing crazy.
I'll take a little bit of a bite. This got poppy seeds or something?
No,
oh, this is the tea?
Yep.
What possessed you to do that?
I just love Earl Grey. I love the bergamot. I just think it's such a good blend. lots of butter. It's interesting.
I can't really chew on the mic, so I close my mic. Hang on.
I love it.
I do like it. It's very, I would say, subtle. I mean,
so subtle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good with a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah. Even just a regular cup of tea.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, will you make anything with little coffee beans in it?
I haven't.
Why?
I don't do too much mocha.
Right.
I don't know why. It's just...
This is very... I mean, if you didn't tell me that there was tea in this, I would say... I would never guess.
Nope. But it's a big seller.
It's delicious. And as everything that you bring is, it's delicious. Let's go to the phones. 800-348-2551. Linda Kinlan's our guest. Jacob in Cohoes. Jacob, you're up.
Hi, this is more of a comment than a question. I just wanted to mention the fact that I know you mentioned breakfast sandwiches earlier, and there is a complete dearth of good bagel shops in this area.
Mm-hmm.
It's like places that make their own bagels, boil them, bake them, everything like that. And so if you could bring that back to this area, that would be amazing.
There's actually a new bagel place opening in Albany called Pearl's Bakery.
Really?
Yes.
Where's that?
No way. Okay.
Yeah. Look them up on Facebook. She's actually, before she opens, she's a great girl. Her and her husband are opening it. You can order through them on Facebook.
Oh, interesting.
And, like, pick up. I've had them. They're delicious.
And it's the old school way of making bagels.
Yep.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah. They're really good. Look her up.
All right, Jacob. So you don't go you don't go into the freezer section of the grocery store and get some of the frozen bagels and pop them in the old toaster?
No, I used to work at a from-scratch bagel bakery in Boston, and I can't do that anymore.
Yeah. I hear you, man. Well, thanks for the call. We appreciate
Thank
it. 800-348-2551. It's a Food Friday with our friend Linda Kinlan from Bake For You, and Fiona is in Waterford. Hello, Fiona.
Hi, I thought I'd give Ray another chance to have a bite of some cookies.
God bless you, Fiona.
So off you go, and I'll ask this question slowly.
Gotcha.
This may be just a cracker in the salt shaker type situation, but I have thin, crispy cookies that I can't seem to store properly to keep them crispy. And I don't know if it's a situation where, you know, they used to tell you put a piece of bread in there, and if so, what kind of bread should it be? Or do you have a way that you can get crispy cookies to stay crispy?
I don't do crispy cookies, to be honest with you, but when I used to do, like, you know, our cookies go so fast, so I don't really have that, like, thing. But I would do the piece of white bread in the jar or however you store them, and that should probably help. But crispy cookies.
So an airtight container.
Yes.
And just put the bread in.
Just a white piece of bread in there.
You can't just leave it on the counter and have it get stiff?
No. No, it doesn't.
No,
really.
Stiff.
No, it takes the moisture from the air.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
I would probably do the airtight, put a piece of bread in.
Interesting.
And that should work.
I did not realize that. So, because I've had many a stale thing that gets crispy, and, you know, I didn't realize cookies were different. By the way, Fiona, thank you for filibustering while I had some of the brownie. It was phenomenal.
Anytime. Happy to help.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks
so much.
See you. Have a good weekend. 800-348-2551 is our number. 800-348-2551. Man, really good. The brownie is perfect.
Thank you.
And talk about crispy. There's a little crispy on the outside, nice and tender inside.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Oh, Linda Kinlan, welcome back. That's one thing you miss when you're on the phone.
I know.
Don't get all
the
goodies.
I know.
Terry is in Albany. Terry, you're on.
Hi. Oh, my God. Well, I've had the best. I'm just making a wonderful comment.
Okay.
Aww.
The breakfast sandwiches are out of this world.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And your lemon loaf.
Oh, Terry, that's so nice to hear. Thank you.
I think my husband and I have bought 4 of them in the past 3 months.
Oh, my word.
That's a lot of lemon
loaf. That's a lot of lemon loaf.
Yeah.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, they're very good, and they're wonderful to bring to a brunch or a party. Everybody loves them.
Oh, thank
and,
you.
And I think you know my niece, Jenna. We also ordered a cake from you for a anniversary party, and it was just fabulous. It was a hit.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Terry, thank
you.
So,
thank you.
Keep up the great work.
We will, definitely.
We keep coming.
Thank you for bringing up the lemon loaf, Terry. I had no idea about this. And now
I didn't bring the lemon loaf.
I'm going
to
interrogate Linda about the lemon loaf. All right. Make with the info on the lemon loaf. It's a pound cake, yeah?
Yes.
All right. What do you put in beside lemon?
It's a lot of butter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the way you think. We go to Doug in Westfield. Doug, you're on.
Hey, I appreciate your show. Of course, everybody does. But
thanks.
I had something to say about the lady who's trying to keep her cookies crisp.
Yeah.
And I have heard it done before where you can get nitrogen and put it into a container that you can seal tightly. And that displaces all the air, and then the cookies will stay crisp.
Huh.
Once you open it, of course, you're going to let all the regular air back in, and you have to do it again. So,
have you done this, Doug?
I have not done this. I've only heard about this.
Okay, so this is, I hope it's okay to do. I mean, first of all, how would you get the nitrogen to stay when you put it in?
Well, it would have to be a sealed container. That's all that would be there, like a very tight sealed container. And it came to mind because the woman on your show, hello, said that you would put it in a sealed container, like a jar or something like that. So I think it would only work if you can seal it tightly.
Well, let's talk to the woman on the show, Linda Kinlan.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Honestly, I put a piece of bread in years ago.
Yeah.
And it just keeps your cookies.
All right, fair enough. Well, Doug, thanks a lot for the nitrogen tip. We appreciate it very much. At least you didn't say hydrogen, right? Because the whole kitchen would explode. When you come up with a new idea,
mm-hmm.
and you say you're very modest, and you say, well, I've had plenty of mistakes and this and that.
Absolutely.
When you come up with a new idea, how long do you workshop it before you unleash it?
Usually that day.
What? Well, that's not much research and development.
No. If I go to bed with a thought, I will go in first thing in the morning and make the cookies.
Now, how early is first thing in the morning for you?
We're up at 3.
3?
3. Mm-hmm.
That's earlier than me. So the store doesn't open until 6.
No. No, we don't open until 8 on the weekend and during the week at 9. We have a lot to do.
That's 6 hours.
But it's from scratch, so it's a lot of work.
How much coffee do you drink?
I don't drink any.
You don't drink any coffee?
No. Mm-mm.
Linda Kinlan?
I drink diet soda.
Well, that's worse.
That's worse.
Let's go to Nancy in North Adams. Nancy, you're on.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, the holidays coming, I do a lot of baking of cookies.
Yep.
For gifts. And I have a bone to pick with my niece. She will make chocolate chip cookies, and hers will be soft and chewy. We use the same recipe, and mine are crispy. What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
Well, let me ask you a question. I mean, are you both in the same town?
No, she's a half an hour away from me.
Do you bake them the exact same time?
I don't know. I didn't know if I was. I'm sorry?
Do you bake them the exact same time? Are they, like your oven? Do you use a gas oven?
She bakes hers a little bit less time, so I've tried that, and mine don't appear to me to be baked enough.
Well,
they're maybe going to be too gooey or chewy.
Well, they will continue baking when you take them out. So she probably does that.
Okay.
And then they continue to bake a little bit longer. So I bet you that's what she's doing.
And you're both using the same sort of fat? One of you is not using shortening?
Everything is the same.
Interesting.
It's the Nestle's Toll House cookie recipe. She uses a standing mixer, and I do mine by hand. So I wondered if I had mixed mine too much and got too much gluten.
You can overmix
too much, maybe.
But that shouldn't affect. I don't think. I think you're probably baking them too long. That would be
so. I'll give that a try.
I would.
And
go ahead,
and
Nancy.
Going back to the piece of bread.
Yeah.
My grandmother always put the piece of bread in her cookie jar to make them soft, not crispy.
Oh.
If they were getting stale and hard, she put the bread in there to soften them up. So, Ray, we ate stale cookies.
I'm down with that. No problem. Nancy, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend. 800-348-2551 is the telephone number, and we go to Vincent in Woodstock. Hello, Vincent.
Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good.
I have a little comment on the cookies, on how to keep them dry.
Okay.
What we do, I'm a chef at a restaurant in Woodstock called Millstream Tavern. And
I love
what we
Woodstock.
Do to keep things crispy is we use silica packets.
Oh.
Food grade silica packets. The same thing that you would see when you buy something and it says do not eat, comes
yes.
in a little packet.
Yep.
They sell food grade ones, and it's actually reusable. What you do is you pop them in the microwave when they change colors. and it brings it back to life. And you can definitely keep a cookie.
That
nice
is
and,
so crisp. Good to know.
The silica packets. I don't like
grade.
Those silica packets.
But
all
he
right?
said food grade.
I know that, but I mean, when I take my fish oil, it's at 5 a.m. and it's dark, and then I open the jar, I end up with the silica packet. Why? I'm going to swallow it one day, and
no,
I'm going to die.
Not. No, you're not.
All right, Vincent.
Vincent,
thanks.
That's a great suggestion.
Thanks for the call. This email from Susan, and Susan says, "Linda, I'm intrigued by your use of Earl Grey tea. Do you know anything about the caffeine impact of using tea leaves versus steeping them in water? Have you ever tried baking with concentrated liquid tea?"
No, never. I only use the tea leaves.
I mean, do people if you have a couple of these, will you get all jittery?
No.
Yeah?
No. Because there's not enough in it to... Earl Grey is pretty strong.
Right.
From the bergamot. So no, I don't... Mm. If that was the case, I would just use decaf tea.
Ugh.
No.
Is it the same?
I don't know. I only use that, but... I'm sure at some time, if I couldn't get caffeinated, I've used decaffeinated.
Yeah.
But no one's ever said it makes them jittery.
Well, again, I can't even, I mean, no offense. The cookie is fabulous, but I would not be able to tell you there was tea in there. No. But I'm not really a tea drinker.
No. People, that's like, there's a little cult following for the Earl Grey.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I imagine you have a cult following on some of these. Before we started the show, you know, one of the things about this pandemic, and there will be books written.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
There will be all sorts of doctoral studies done on this. But one of the things we saw was everybody and his brother had a recipe, and they were showing it off on social media.
Yes.
And you made a comment when you sat down here right before we started saying, "Everyone loves stuffed cookies. I don't do stuffed cookies." Why don't you do stuffed cookies?
I think they're delicious. I guess like if I'm going to, like I've done them, like I tried them during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It just wasn't my style. Like I love just kind of, yeah, I'll put potato chips and pretzels. But I really like the basic. Like, I love a good chocolate chip. I love the Earl Grey. I don't, like, some people who are putting, like, cheesecake or apple pie. I just really want to eat a piece of cheesecake.
Well,
that's me. But there's definitely a demographic that loves the stuffed ones.
Yeah.
It's just not, it's not my baking technique.
If you were going to make one, though, here's an idea. You ready?
Okay.
Now,
I'm
it's
ready.
Been a long time since I've given you any ideas.
I know,
and
I'm ready.
And you never use any of them, but
I'm ready.
Nice stuffed cookie with ham and Gruyere in there.
That would be a scone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That actually sounds really good.
Okay. Well, see, that's my idea.
Yeah.
Now let's go back to the phones. I've done my job, and we go to Renee in Campbell Hall. Renee, you're on.
Hi. Yeah, just a general question, and you might have already addressed this. How do you make cookies, any kind of any cookie, chocolate chip cookie, softer? Like they, for me, I'm just the opposite, I guess, of everybody else. I don't like them crisp. I want them soft and mushy after they've been out of the oven. How do you keep them soft? Or what ingredient do you need to add to make them soft?
I mean, the way my cookies are softer, I think it's just from the grade of butter that we use.
Oh, interesting.
And we do use also organic sugar. I do think, I mean, ingredients matter. That's my opinion. You know, some people it doesn't, but to me, it's ingredients matter. But I also think if you want soft cookies, just don't overbake them.
I mean, I always heard, Renee, and of course I know next to nothing about anything, as you well know for listening to the program, it's the type of fat you're using. Like if you use shortening,
absolutely,
you might have a different, one might be softer, or if you use
totally
butter,
agree,
it might be different. Yeah?
Yes.
So which fat makes a softer cookie?
I only use butter, so that's the only thing that I don't use. Some people do like half butter, half Crisco. I just use straight up high fat butter. Yep.
I mean, my intuition, which would be wrong most of the time, would say shortening would probably do it for you. But if you were wise, you'd go with the exact opposite of what I say.
Yeah.
And then you,
yes,
I'm sure you'll have delicious,
yes,
soft cookies.
Exactly.
All right, Renee.
Thank you.
The other way, of course, is to just stamp on them a lot and they get very soft. Thank you very much for the call. And we go to Barbara in Sheffield, Mass. Barbara, you're on with Linda Kinlan.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Barbara.
I wish you could, because I'm a baker, and I'm always perplexed by brown butter. Could you tell me exactly because you're talking about the recipe that you have, your cookie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you exactly do? You take a hunk of a stick of butter and you put it in a pan.
I do a whole pound. I do a pound
of
butter.
You do a whole pound?
Yep, do a pound of butter, put it in the pan, let it, you can really tell, when it's starting to, it bubbles a little bit, and then I turn it down and just let it, simmer for a bit, and it eventually turns brown, and then I take it off. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the whole thing is brown, and this whole pool of butter is brown.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm always afraid that I'm going to burn it, and it's going to turn into, so you just have to watch it, and it starts turning brown, and that is simply brown butter.
That's brown butter. And then I take it off.
Oh, my God.
And I let it, I cool it, and I let it, get solid again. And
the
then
effect
I use it.
Is pretty good, Barbara. These cookies have a really...
I can't wait.
All right, well, thank you for the call. We'll take a quick break here. Linda Kindlin joins us on Food Friday. 800-348-2551 is our number. Email voxpop@wamc.org. We'll be right back. Little cartoon music for you here as Bumper on Vox Pop. It's a Food Friday. Johnny Quest is the music if you're scoring at home. 800-348-2551. Linda Kindlin, we're about the same age. You remember Johnny Quest, right?
Love Johnny Quest.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great to hear that music. The number here, once again, is 800-348-2551. Linda Kindlin from Bake For You in Slingerlands joins us. I had some of this during the break. What is this little square of delight?
That is a white chocolate. I was on an Earl Grey kick this week.
Yeah.
It is a white chocolate Earl Grey blondie.
Ooh, I love this. I really do. When you put the powdered sugar on the top, very nice. Very nice. Really good. What's your biggest, not biggest failure, but what recipe idea that you said in your head at 3 a.m., Linda Kindlin gets up, I got this idea, and then it turned out lousy?
I always struggle with lemon squares. I can't.
But you make a lemon pound cake that's fabulous.
Yeah, but lemon squares are different. It's very different. I don't think I've ever really totally mastered those.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't come back on the show until you do.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I will work on that.
All right, let's go back to the phones and Susie in Schenectady. Susie.
Hi, I was calling and I think you all may have solved the mystery, but. The woman who called in said that her niece always has softer chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you already discuss that?
We did, but inconclusively. Yes. Go ahead, Susie.
My mother and I had the same battle, except she liked hers crispy and I liked mine soft. And I just found if I added a lot more flour, then mine were always softer.
Yeah, that can work too.
Yeah, but I mean, they said they use the same recipe.
Yeah, but you can add a little bit more.
Yeah, you use the same recipe, but some people measure a little heavier than others.
Correct.
And I would always just throw maybe a cup more flour in and then mine more softer. So maybe they're using the same recipe, but maybe she's just a little more liberal with her flour.
Interesting.
That's a good point.
Does the water, you don't usually use water.
No.
You don't use water.
My friend Rocco over at DeFazio's Pizza said his pizza crust is best because the Troy water is really good.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. That could have something to do with it, too. But I just found that I use real butter and a lot more flour, and mine are always pillowy soft, which drove my mother crazy because she wanted hers to crunch.
All right. Well, Bill in Fishkill writes in, says, it has been mentioned about using shorter bake time, and you mentioned a different fat. I saw a report on a cooking show on TV that the size of the cookie contributes to the crispiness. And that's from Bill in Fishkill.
Bill, he's probably right. Everyone, look at the size of our cookies.
It's the diameter of...
There's a different baking time.
It's the diameter of a small Frisbee. Let's be honest. They're pretty huge.
Yeah, it could cover your face.
Linda Kindlin has joined us today on this Food Friday, and we go back to the phones. Angie in Hadley. Angie.
Hi. Couple things. The soft versus crispy.
Yeah.
What kind of pan? Are you using a metal pan or a stone pan?
Interesting.
But I always find that You'll get softer cookies if you use parchment paper.
Oh, always use parchment. Yeah. Always. Mm-hmm.
That's
love
a big
parchment.
Thing.
Yep.
And yes. The other thing is when people make cookies and they soften their butter, I find there's a big difference if people totally melt it.
Oh, definitely.
Versus just so that'll make it the cookie a little runnier, so it'll get thinner, so it'll be crispy.
Oh.
Because it'll be a thinner consistency to the dough.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a really good possibility.
Yes, absolutely.
The other thing I was going to ask a question, make a suggestion. Question is, I was coming onto the phone, turned off. I have no idea what or why brown butter. That's my question. But my idea is for a cookie. I tried once. I don't even remember where, but I loved it. It was a coconut cookie with pecans.
Ooh, that sounds
delicious.
That
sounds really good.
That sounds really good.
So what was the question about the brown butter?
Why and when? Because you talked about it, and I was in between calling you and turning off my radio.
Okay, well, she made this amazing cookie. I forget what you call it.
It's a chocolate chip with brown butter.
You don't have a funny name for all of these?
No, I just did that one. It's a brown butter, brown sugar, chocolate chip. I just like brown butter. I have like a kick on brown butter. I don't know why.
Nothing wrong with that.
What does it do to the flavor of the butter?
It gives it more like a nutty kind of, I don't know. You have to kind of taste it to describe.
I think that you're right, Linda. It almost has a nutty taste to it. I don't know if that's the reason. Or maybe it's the salt or whatever, but it has a unique taste, Angie, and it's hard to describe. It really is.
It's a good one, though.
Oh, I'm going to have to experiment with that. So
definitely.
Thanks for the tip-up.
Well, thank you for calling. We have a great weekend. 800-348-2551, our number. Linda Kenlon joins us today from Bake for You. And looks like Christine and Gardner. Christine, you're on.
Well, hello. I was calling about the crunchy soft cookie.
Okay.
And I agree with the flour. I know on the recipe that she mentioned, which is very famous, it says 2 cups of flour or 2 1/4, depending.
2 1/4.
And I know sometimes it does, I do have to put in the extra flour. Maybe it's the temperature of the day or whatever. But I do like them soft, and I make them soft. I don't use parchment. I use a metal pan, and they do come out soft. But I think it's the more flour is my opinion anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just
like,
and sometimes I don't put that extra 1/4 cup in, and sometimes I do, depending on how the batter looks, you know.
Yeah.
So that's my 2 cents on the matter.
Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. The number here is 800-348-2551. What exactly is parchment paper? I mean, I've seen it, but how is it different from wax paper?
Yeah, I wouldn't use wax paper.
But what's the difference?
I don't know, but
and
I
why
love...
does it not catch on fire in the oven? is my question.
I love parchment.
What is it though?
It just makes nothing. Nothing will stick,
and it won't burn.
No,
this
it's
is
great.
Even if you went to 452 degrees,
I haven't tried that.
Okay,
but it's wonderful.
All right, Fahrenheit 451 is usually where they.
Let's, I love it.
Let's go to Layla in Mount Tremper. Layla, you're on.
Boy, I'm learning all kinds of things about soft and crisp cookies.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I know. Well, Ray, you seem to know a whole lot more than I do about baking, which isn't saying much, but it's saying a lot. Anyway, I experiment with all different kinds of ingredients, partly because I like to avoid refined sugar. And I found that any kind of crystalline sugar, like maple sugar, erythritol, cane sugar, date sugar, any of those are more likely to yield a crisp cookie than maple syrup, stevia, honey, that kind of thing, no matter how else what other ingredients I have. And I also like, not to use less fat, because I actually honestly don't notice the difference when I'm baking a cake. I like to use applesauce or part applesauce in replacement of the fat, and it makes it so moist and yummy and adds some sweetness.
Yeah, applesauce is great.
Yeah.
I add applesauce, oddly enough, to my peanut butter cookies.
No way.
I swear.
Why don't you put grape jelly in there?
Nope. But use applesauce. It makes them nice and moist.
How's it going, Layla? Thanks for the call. She's gone. She left us. By the way, I got another email. It's amazing how this show takes a life of its own.
It does.
Here's an email from Kelly. Please share that cream cheese is the secret ingredient for soft cookies. Cream cheese.
Cannot answer that.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Are you going to do that when you go home?
No.
No?
Probably not.
Stop and get a couple of bars of...
No.
All right. Well, I still think that's an interesting idea.
No, I think it sounds delicious.
Maureen is obviously flying in a small plane. Maureen, you're on.
Hi. Soft cookies. Somebody told me to put my dough in the refrigerator for a couple hours, and I did have softer cookies.
Put your dough in the fridge for a couple of hours. Makes sense.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah, before I bake it.
Okay, and everything comes out nicely?
I had never done it before, but I got soft cookies, so I'm a convert.
All right, Maureen. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And our number is 800-348-2551. We're really sorting this whole soft cookie business out now. And Diane in Schuylerville. Diane, you're on.
Hi. There's been a lot of talk about butter, so I have another butter question, why is butter, unsalted butter, recommended as opposed to regular salted butter?
So why is unsalted recommended?
I have no idea. Just like, it seems like every recipe is unsalted.
Yeah.
And I add salt to it.
So have you tried with the salted butter as an experiment?
No.
No?
No. I just buy, I mean, we buy probably, I don't know, 90 pounds of butter at a time.
That's a lot of butter.
So it's just all unsalted.
All right. Diane, you want to follow up?
No, that's okay. But I just want to tell you, your guest sounds quiet. I'm having a little hard time hearing her, but maybe it's because I'm on the phone.
I think part of it is you're probably on speakerphone, but we'll jack up the gain on pot two, and we'll see what happens. Thanks, Diane. And how many cookies? Say you got the not Mother's Little Helper.
Girl's Best Friend.
How many will you make at a time, and how much flour, how much butter, how much sugar will you need to make a batch?
Oh, to do like a double batch?
Just to do a regular batch of cookies. For
us, a regular is like 2 pounds of butter, 6 cups of sugar. I'm trying to think.
How many cookies will that yield, though, is my question. Like, in other words, when you're about to open the shop. And
like 4 dozen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too bad.
Well, yeah. But all different, you know, the Earl Grey might yield less. So it's all different.
Understood.
Yeah.
Linda Kinlan's our guest from Bake For You, and we go to Niskayuna. Lynn, you're on.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to talk about tea and cooking. A number of years ago, I got stranded in Boulder, Colorado. Could have been worse. But I went and did a tour of the Celestial Seasons plant. And when I was there, I picked up a book about, I think it's called Cooking with Tea. And I was really skeptical, but I'm going to tell you that cauliflower soup with broccoli and ginger and chamomile tea is incredibly awesome. So it's possible to really use tea and cook with it and really add to the flavor.
I agree.
It makes sense when you think about, herbal teas are herbs, right?
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It's really tasty. So highly recommend. Thank you so much.
You.
I'm loving the conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it. To Northfield, Mass. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just had a question about keto baking, if you've ever really experimented much with keto baking.
I have not. I have had people ask me.
What is keto baking, Kevin? You better tell me.
So keto, you're not going to like it, right? Keto is no flour, no minimal carbohydrates, and no sugar. You use substitutes like monk fruit sweetener. My wife was a semi-pro baker for a while, and we went on keto, and I was dreading the idea. But I can tell you right now, stuff that she makes is absolutely phenomenal, and I bet you wouldn't even be able to tell in some cases. So
no carbs, no sugar, no what else are we talking about here?
So we're using almond flour, coconut flour instead of regular flour, and then monk fruit sweetener. I use that in my coffee. It's granulated like regular sugar, acts pretty much like regular sugar, but it does not register on the glycemic index, so diabetics can have it, and it's absolutely fantastic.
That's pretty cool. You ever use the monk fruit sugar?
No, Linda? No, I have not.
Is bourbon on the keto, Kevin?
If you want to cheat a little, you just can't have too much, you know.
All right, well, that lets me out. Thank you very much for the call.
You.
Have a great weekend. We go to Ruth in New Lebanon. Ruth, you're on.
I wanted to know whether you can substitute one-for-one gluten-free flour in many recipes.
Absolutely. I love the King Arthur gluten-free flour.
Yeah.
I use that cup for cup, and it's perfect.
What?
Really.
Ruth, what's going on over there? Are you okay?
Whoops.
Just pulled off the side of the road, and my dog.
It's her dog.
Oh, it's your dog. Well, thank God. I thought you were having an attack. All right, it's your dog. That's good. All right. So one for one, basically.
One for one. I love the King Arthur gluten-free.
Okay.
It's great.
Ruth, have a great weekend. Thanks a lot, and good luck. 800-348-2551 is our telephone number. How many things will you make that are gluten-free at Bake for You
Very
at any
few.
One time? Really?
Very few.
But there's a call for that stuff.
Not as much, though. Like, if we make, like, last week I did gluten-free brownies.
Yeah.
And people were, you know, the gluten-free people, like, I'll post it on Instagram, and they will come in and get it. I just don't sell enough.
Yeah.
And our kitchen is not gluten-free. So if you were super
Celiac,
sensitive...
Yeah.
Most people would be like, no, I can't. But if it's like a choice or I'm not that affected, they will eat them.
Very interesting. Well,
yeah.
What's on the table for future development over at Bake for You, Linda Kelly?
Probably more lunch items. And I'm always coming up with, you know, different cookies and tweaking the ones that I already do.
All right. Well, you don't need much tweaking on this stuff.
And Thank you.
You have the scones.
We sell tons of scones.
And portion of this goes to...
No, that's the cookie underneath.
Oh, the cookie under... Oh, yeah. I see.
You didn't take a bite of that
Oh,
one.
My gosh. Look at the heart-shaped cookie with the pink stuff on it. Now, that makes sense
for
breast cancer awareness.
Right.
Okay. Well, we only have about a minute here. Your hours are...
We are open... we're closed Monday, Tuesday, open 9 until 2, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 until 1... Saturday and Sunday.
Do you ever sleep past 4 o'clock in the morning?
During the work
ever.
Week?
I mean, if you're up at 3,
on Monday
your
and
body
Tuesday,
clock will make you
it
get
makes
up.
Me wake up. But on Monday and Tuesday, I will sleep a little longer.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. Now, you guys are on the... I know you're on Facebook. Are
we're
you on
Facebook,
the...
Facebook. We're
website?
On Instagram. We have a website.
What is the website?
Bakeforyou.com.
Bakeforyou.com is the website, and you will have beautiful pictures of all these things that you have done. How many people work in there now?
We have a very small crew, but they're amazing. We have three staff members and Justin and I.
Okay, and then you're calling the shots?
Most days.
All right, well, Linda Kinlan, we have this email from Paul, and I can't say this is true or not, but Paul writes, Ray, I have just one thing to say. Brown buttered rum.
Ooh.
You can thank me later, and that's from
thank
Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Next show.
Next show. Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much
thank
for being
you so
here.
Much. This is great.
Support comes from Capital Roots, working to improve the health and well-being of the Capital Region by providing green spaces and fresh food access for all, supporting small farms and local businesses, capitalroots.org. The Park Theater, proudly presenting their 2021-22 season with the Gibson Brothers, the Small Glories, Villa Lobos, Brothers, and more. ParkTheaterGF.com for membership and tickets. Panorama Organic, a U.S. producer of grass-finished beef and a member of the National Audubon Society's Conservation Ranching Program, meats available at Hannaford markets throughout the region. And Spirit House, Amherst, Massachusetts, a family-owned wine, beer, and spirits retailer offering organically farmed wines from around the world, SpiritHAUS.com. Once again, thanks to Linda Kinlan of Bake for You for being with us today. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the calls and the emails. Thanks to Zach Malloy, who navigated. It's been a strange week of technical issues. The music went away at the beginning of our show. I dumped all the callers on a couple of days ago. We've been having some strange issues. Zachy, it's almost Miller time. We've almost made it again, and I'll see you on Monday. Thanks to Barb King for screening the calls. I'm Ray Graff. Yeah, we'll have a medical Monday for you, too, if the place is still standing. Have a splendid weekend. Stand by now for the best of our knowledge.